Preparing for Baptism, Essential Teachings of the Christian Faith and Ethics. Compiler and editor, Vitaly Boyka. Reading to you today, David Moroshin. Events of the End Times. Statement of Faith. We believe in the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and those consequential events of the last days. The rapture of the church, at which time the church will meet the Lord in the clouds. At the rapture, those who are dead in Christ will be raised up, and those who are alive will be changed. After the rapture, those who are saved will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive their rewards. The Great Tribulation. This will be a period of the Antichrist's rule and a time when God's judgments will be poured out on unrepentant humanity. The coming of Jesus Christ in power and glory to the earth will be a visible, open coming of the Lord. It will occur before the millennium, which will be preceded by the rule of the Antichrist. The millennium is a time when Christ reigns visibly on earth for 1,000 years, according to the promises given to Israel. Great White Throne Judgment is the final righteous judgment of God over all people whose names are not recorded in the Book of Life. After that, eternity will come. The righteous will enter into eternal bliss, while the unrighteous will be thrown into the lake of fire, where they will eternally be tormented. The scriptures call all believers to be ready for the second coming of Christ by looking forward to it with desire and anticipation. Advent of Christ, coming into the air to receive his own church. Paul writes, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, who are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord." 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, it is written of our gathering to him. This very idea is expressed in John 14, verse 3. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." In this coming, Christ will not appear on earth at all, but he will gather his own in the air. The dead in Christ will be resurrected, and the living will be changed. The Great Tribulation. The Bible speaks about the Great Tribulation. It's a period of unimaginable suffering, confusion, and disarray, foretold under this name in many places in Scripture, from Psalm 2, verse 5, to Revelation 7, verse 14, and also described in Revelation 13, spread throughout the world in one form or another. The Great Tribulation will be an especially disastrous time for Jacob, as it is written in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. And the most violent display will be in Jerusalem and the Holy Land. The Great Tribulation will be suffered by God's people, Israel, having returned to Palestine in the state of disbelief. This will continue 3.5 years, or the second part of the 7 years of Daniel. Manifestations during the Great Tribulation. First, cruel authority or rule of the Antichrist. A beast rising up out of the sea, who, in the beginning of the 3.5 years, will break his agreement with the Jews, which will reestablish sacrificial worship in the temple. The beast will appear in the temple and demand to be worshipped as God. Number two, the open interference of Satan, who will operate with great wrath, and who will appoint the beast to operate with authority. Number three, unprecedented demonic activity. Number four, the outpouring of horrific judgments from the seven cups of wrath. In this period, the chosen from Israel will be sealed for God, along with a great multitude from the nations of pagans. This multitude will be like those which came out of great tribulation. They are not of the priesthood, nor do they belong to the church. Their relationship is somewhat like the relationship of the Levites to the priests in the time of Moses. The end of the great tribulation and the return of Christ to earth with the church. Immediately following the great tribulation, Christ will return in full glory, in the midst of all the events associated with his appearing. Zechariah chapter 14, 4 says, "And his feet will stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. When he returns to this earth, he will return with his own." When the years of the great tribulation draw to an end, the demons proceeding from the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet will rush about the earth, gathering the kings of the earth for battle. Their intent will be to subdue Jerusalem and the Jews in Palestine. But precisely in that moment, when they are confident in their victory, Christ will come down from the heavens together with his army. Then these masses will turn to battle the Son of God. But the battle will be short, with an obvious outcome. The leaders of the demons will be cast into the lake of fire, and the armies of the earth will be slain by the sword which proceeds out of Christ's mouth. Millennial Kingdom. Christ's role. Number 1. Christ will be present on earth. He will sit on the throne of his father David. He will rule over all the earth of the nations. Number 2. Two details characterize his kingdom. A. Universal peace, and B. Universal truth. Position of the church. The church will reign together with Christ. State of Israel. All Jews will gather to their land. Israel will repent and know God. The temple, along with its divine worship, will be restored, and Israel will evangelize the heathens. State of the nations. The surrounding nations will make their way to Jerusalem for worship, especially for the annual Feast of Tabernacles. Those countries that will not go and worship will not have rain. State of Satan. In the very beginning of this period, Satan will be bound and thrown into the underworld for 1,000 years. Undoubtedly, the evil spirits will be in confinement along with him. In this period, Satan will not tempt the nations as he did before. State of nature. The nature of predatory animals will change also. The fertility of the land will be restored and renewed. Human lifespan will increase considerably, and yet during this period people will still die. While the decrease of sin, decreases in sicknesses will be prevalent, and yet sicknesses will not be entirely until eliminated. Overall characteristics of the millennium. This will be a time of great happiness and joy. Many will receive physical healing. This will be a time of great materialistic and economic prosperity and security. There will be friendly relations not only between individuals, but also nations, and people will no longer fight. Near the end of this period, the last battle. At the end of the millennial kingdom, Satan will be released for a short time. During this small interval, Satan will gather the nations once more, Gog and Magog, a number equal to the number of grains of sand. This army, under his rule, will surround the holy camp and the beloved city. This city undoubtedly is Jerusalem. In any case, this contest will turn out to be short-lived and the outcome decisive. Fire will fall from the heavens and destroy these armies. In this moment, Satan will be condemned and sent to his final place of punishment, into the lake of fire. Final judgment. All the unsaved will be resurrected to face God at the great white throne judgment. Only the unsaved will face this judgment. All those whose names are not written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. Death and hell will be thrown into this place also. New creation. Biblical prophecies conclude by describing the conditions in which we will dwell for eternity. The last two chapters of Revelation are devoted to describing this. New heaven and new earth. The Apostle Peter tells us that our present-day heaven and earth will be destroyed and replaced by new ones. We can read John's prophecies about this also in Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. The new heavens and earth will be distinguished by complete harmony and beauty and will lack the disunity, sadness, and catastrophes that we see today. New Jerusalem. Christ's church will inhabit the New Jerusalem, which will be created by God Himself. Number one, city description. This will be a real city having a foundation, gates, walls, and streets. All this will be built out of gold and priceless stones. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Revelation chapter 21, verse 23. Indeed, this city will be absolutely beautiful and secure. Number two, the city's inhabitants. The city will be the home of the redeemed, the bride of the Lamb, the church. Christ Himself will fill the city, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Revelation chapter 21, verse 22. Key verse, blessed and holy is He who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6.